This is Paul Caluso from Officer.com, and I'm here with Craig Floyd, Chairman and CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Thank you for joining us today, Craig.
Good to be with you, Paul. Thank you.
The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund just released its mid-year fatality report. Can you highlight some of the statistics and trends detailed in the report?
Well, the bad news we have to report is that 51 law enforcement officers nationwide were killed in the line of duty during the first 6 months of 2013. Now, that's about a 9% increase over the 47 officers killed last year during that same period. Certainly alarming numbers, as always, seemingly numbers always in the hundreds of deaths. And it's something that just can no longer be termed acceptable. I know a lot of us are partnering with each other, trying to lower the number of deaths, get below 100 for the first time since 1944, and eventually get to our real goal, the only good news really, which is zero deaths. Not that far-fetched, by the way. I was at Canada's memorial service last year. They only honored one officer in their country who had died the prior year. Some of the trends this year that we might call encouraging, though, one is that traffic-related deaths, which totaled 18, the number one category of death during the past 6 months, that was the lowest number in 34 years. So certainly that's been a problem area for us, traffic-related deaths, the number one category of deaths for officers over the last 15 years. So some encouraging news there. Also, with regard to firearms-related deaths, the news is even better. 17 officers killed last 6 months by firearms. That's the lowest number in 57 years. So obviously making some inroads in the area of preventing firearms-related fatalities for officers. Unfortunately, one of the trouble spots was in the other category. That includes a number of types of deaths, stabbings. Two agents from the FBI fell to their deaths during a training exercise. However, the big category in that other department is job-related illness. We saw 10 officers die from job-related illnesses during the first 6 months of this year compared to just two last year. When we say job-related illnesses, mostly we're talking about heart attacks. Officers who in high-stress situations succumb to a heart attack. Stress sometimes does kill, and that certainly was true during the first half of this year.
Okay, so, yeah, like you said, the bad news being that there's slightly more deaths than there were last year. But you guys have still sound positive. Like, it's still on par with last year, and you know, the ability to still, you know, go lower than the total number from last year.
Without question, I think what we're doing, what the Attorney General of the United States, the Department of Justice, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, so many other law enforcement organizations, we're all working to change the culture of safety in law enforcement. The biggest change is we need to alter the way people think about law enforcement safety, especially the officers on the job. No longer should any officer's death or injury be accepted as simply just part of the job. You know, we've been inundated with numbers of officers killed every year. It's, you know, we average 154 every year, even though the numbers have been a little lower last year and now the first half of this year. We haven't seen a year since 1944 again, since we had fewer than 100 deaths. So we've become accustomed to more than 100 officers being killed every year. We just accept it and don't do enough to prevent it. Similarly, there's over 100,000 injuries to officers every year in this country. That is certainly not an acceptable figure, one that needs more attention. So once we change the mindset and get people, especially the practitioners, the trainers, the policymakers, all of us to think about law enforcement safety in a different manner, to dig deep every time an officer is killed somewhere in this country in the line of duty. What happened? How can we prevent it from happening again? Every time there's an injury at a department, they should have a safety committee that looks at those cases, figures out ways to prevent those types of injuries, those types of deaths from ever happening again. And once we start digging deep, focusing in laser-like fashion on making it safer for our officers in all aspects of the job, we will in fact see a continued significant decline in law enforcement fatalities in this country. It is happening. We've created, thanks to the Attorney General, a officer safety and wellness working group. I'm proud to be a part of that. About 40 other law enforcement experts and practitioners are a part of that group. We look at issues related to safety and wellness, which includes physical and mental fitness of officers. All right, we can't ignore the fact that, again, heart attacks are a big danger to law enforcement officers because of the stress of the job. We can't ignore the fact that suicide is a big problem when it comes to law enforcement. These are issues that are being tackled, in some cases, really for the first time in a very serious way. And we're going to see tremendous progress in those areas as a result. There's a program called Valor at the Department of Justice. It's under the Bureau of Justice Assistance. We're a partner with the Valor program, and that's designed to provide better training for officers nationwide to try to deal with the threats that are posed by violent confrontation with criminals, especially related to ambushes involving firearms, which, by the way, in the first half of this year was the number one circumstance of death when it came to firearms-related fatalities.
Well, I thank you for joining us today, Craig, and good luck in your guys' efforts to further prevent law enforcement theft this year.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it, and we love partnering with you, and I think we are going to be making a big difference in the years ahead. Hopefully, we'll have even lower numbers to report.
Okay, thank you.